Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts.
The Porsche Carrera Cup
on RS1, part of the Radio Show Limited Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Porsche Carrera Cup Asia 2021 Round 3. I'm your host, Ivy. Looking back on the first two races in Shanghai, it was a fantastic opening for the season. The new drivers and teams that have joined the competition this year not only brought more energy to the series, but also a tough challenge, full of thrills and excitement. BD Group's Ye Hongli lead the driver standings with 43 points after winning his first title in Shanghai, while Maiden Racing's Lin Kang is 5 points behind in second place, followed by Team Porsche Holdings' Chun Yue ranking third. Today, we'll start round three at the Zhuhai International Circuit, which we return to after a 7-year absence. So, let's see what heart-stopping thrills our drivers will provide us against a uniquely designed and exciting high-speed trick.
Well, a very, very warm welcome this afternoon to Zhuhai. Hello, everybody. I'm John Heindorf, and my pleasure again to be in the commentary box for this 16-lap or 30-minute contest with a very, very pleasant 31 Celsius in the air, 41 on the track and 74% humidity. This is going to be a real workout for the drivers and for the Michelin Pilot N3 racing tyres on those 18-inch rims front and rear of the new for 2021 Type 992 Porsche 911 Cup cars. Just in the final throes of preparation, and one or two of the drivers have actually jumped out of their cars trying to get a little bit of respite from the heat. Let's head down to Ivy, who has some of the atmosphere from the grid and someone who's made the change from driver to owner.
Grade of Porsche Carrera Cup Asia Round 3, and joining me trackside today is the owner of 20XS Racing Team, Chris Wu. Hello, Chris.
Hello, 大家好，我是吴亦凡。 Hi, I'm Chris Wu. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
So, Chris, this is the first time for you to visiting Zhuhai International Circuit.
This is my first official race in the race weekend. I have been here before only once to do free practice for myself. Yeah, so pretty new circuit for me, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what is it like being a team owner compared to a driver?
It's quite a lot of work to do, actually. Yeah, being a driver is a lot of fun. Being a owner of a team is that you got to also develop new drivers and make sure the team does well. You know, so we're still a very new team, very young team. So we're hoping to get better in the future. Yeah.
Okay.
So just slightly overcast here this afternoon, which may give a little bit of a break to the drivers and the tyres, but those clouds are moving quite quickly, but temperature still, as we've said, very high indeed. As the grid begins to clear, the first couple of rounds, a couple of weeks ago now on the Shanghai International Circuit, we moved now to Zhuhai. 3 years of street races here before this was built in 1996. 4.3 kilometres or 2.5 miles. 14 corners, 9 right, 5 left. And some great overtaking spots as well. Most of the slower corners, so 7, 9, 11 and 12. And then towards the middle of the track, there's a really interesting section at turn 6 where there's a bit of a bump. Should mention turn 4 as well. A lot of times been throwing out of qualifying for track limits on the exit of turn 4. And one of the key points, turn 14 onto the, 900 metre or 0.5 of a mile, half a mile front straight. Get your exit speed through there and that'll turn into an overtaking opportunity potentially down at the first corner. Well, as I said, plenty of people getting their times thrown out, but no problems for absolute racing at the front of the field.
So this is your second time starting on pole position. What do you plan for today?
It is a really nice feeling to be on pole position again. I think the plan today is to get a good start and hopefully to pull away from the others and do my own race. Thank you.
Thank you very much and good luck.
So, as Ivy said at the beginning of our show, it's pretty tight at the top after two rounds with Leo Yet ahead of Ling Kong. 5 points the difference. Toyue in third position from our pole sitter today in fourth in the standings. We have got three classes here. Pro-Am Min Hong leads by just a point from Shubby Wang and Bian Ye. And in the Am classification, 3 points the gap between Eric Kwong and Henry Kwong, with Jackie Wu, who's not racing this weekend. He's not doing the full season. And in his car this weekend, the 69, it's Jeffrey Zzz. So engines have started. I hear the unmistakable tones of a 4-litre flat six on takeover. For all the things that are new for 2021 and the Type 992 Porsche Carrera Cup car, the 4-litre flat six remains the same. Tweaked to a little over 510 horsepower, which I would say was adequate. But my goodness me, they're putting in some lap times. Frank Montani has the outright lap record here, going back to a race I commentated on in 2010. The 1,000 kilometres here for the forerunner, really, of the World Endurance Championship. And his 9.08 went round at 1:22.9. But I think, actually, rather more representative of what times we're putting in here is the GT3 lap record, which was Frederik Vervish back in the Asian Le Mans series in 2016 for the 4-hour race. And he did a 1:34.5. That's just about a second and a half, 2 seconds quicker than our pole sitting time today. And that was put in by Yu Kai, as we said, from Team Star Chase. Choyue, Porsche holding, that's 99 and 86 on the front row. Daniel Liu for Team Jebsen in the 20. Lee Kong for Maitong Racing in the 14. And as we head back through the grid, Andre Kuto, Leo Ye, 5th and 6th. Bao Yilong for Team Shanghai in 7s. Zhubi Wan, the 68 driver for the other Maitong Racing car, then in 8th Yuan Bo for the 88 Ivory Bay Capital car, Bian Ye in 10th, then it's Min Hong, Nathan Liu, Li Chao, Eric Kwong, Henry Kwong, Li Jia and Jeffrey Zizz. And odd one, this one, the 666 right in the back, Ling Wei had all of his times disallowed by the stewards. The Team Star Chase Yu Kai had a lap disallowed. This was all at turn 4, as did 22 Leo Ye and the 88 as well, Yuan Bo. But they at least got some times in. 3 laps lost by Ningue in the 666, and then eventually the stewards cancelled all the times from qualifying. And given that the one qualifying session sets the grid for both sessions, your first of your laps, your best lap rather, sets it for this race, your second best lap for the next race, that's really bad news then for Lingue, who will have to start from the back today and at the same time tomorrow for the second race. That's going to really dent points scoring opportunity. 16 laps, all 30 minutes, just coming up to 10 past 2 local time, as our pole man Yikwa heads on to his spot, which will be driver's left, which sort of looks like the outside down to turn one. So the bright orange number 99 on pole position. The black, silver and red Toyota driven 86 Porsche Holding on the right hand side of the grid, the left as we look back from turn one. Waiting for the lights then for round three of Porsche Carrera Cup Asia 2021. Green flag at the back of the grid is waved enthusiastically. Wait for the engine revs to rise when they see the lights. Lights are on and we are racing at Zhuhai. Great start from the outside of the front row. And Lin Kong almost in the pit lane as he goes all the way at the right-hand side. Brilliant start by Toyue, who leads already. We have the, what I call the crossword car, Liu Ye, in the gravel. Down towards turn four, side by side for third. And an awful start from the pole sitter. And there's contact there. The red, white and blue car, Bao Jin Long. That's the number 16 Shanghai machine that was in the gravel at turn four. Track limits there, but was helped out onto that area of the track. But a brilliant start from the outside pole sitter, Toyota, for Porsche Holding in the 86 car. Oh, and there's a breakage on the front, I think, of the number 7 car. Is that Andre Couture? Yes, it is. Looked like he may have had damage to the right front steering. And that gave way. That's the Toro Racing white and red number 7 that is in the kidney litter at turn 9. Normally one of the overtaking spots. Long run from 10 to 11. Just over a third of a mile, 500 metres. Then heading off towards turn 14. Really important to get a good run through 14 and on the front straight. And that's exactly what Toyota has done. Magnificent first lap and start from the driver that was second on the grid, Andre Couture. Oh dear, second time in two meetings that there's been contact. Remember, he was spun out at turn 1-2 area in the second race at Shanghai. He is not a happy camper at all. But what a good run then, and a great start from Toyue with Ling Kong behind in second. Then Daniel Liu in third. He's held on to his third position. Paul Sitter, Yu Kuai down to fourth, making up positions. Yuan Bo, Bian Yi in fifth and sixth, and Eric Kwong coming up as well to lead his class. So more good points for Eric in the AM category. Yellow flag still for the stranded car at turn 9, and I think we are going to see the safety car. We are waved yellows around the Zhuhai circuit then. Well, what a shame, and bad luck as well for our leader Toyota in that black, white and red machine. That lead that had been built up then will disappear. Safety car did not quite pick them up here. They're just coming through turn 14 now and onto the start line, and Toyota will be the first to see it. Ah, that's very bad luck for Shubhi Wan in the silver and blue GT silver and blue Midong Racing 68 car in the pit lane. Damage to that car as well, and I think that was steering damage as well, you know. So our leader then will be picked up by the safety car, has been. See the yellow lights, and in fact the safety car is a 911 this weekend. Tell you what, describes himself as a professional racing driver and e-sports driver. Some history in this championship. Nathan Liu's car as well, with damage to the left front on the 20XX racing machine. So Nathan's not going to be happy. Andre Couto already out. Nathan Wu in the pits. Chopi Wan in the pits. Li Chao in the pits. Let's go back to our leader. Been in this championship in its various forms since 2016. Fluids at the front of the 20XX racing car. Nathan Wu will be not rejoining us. Have got full 24 hours before the cars are back out to race again tomorrow. Tell you where, has won this championship. Well, let's nip down to the pit lane and get some reaction. Well, from the start, it was a fabulous start off the line, wasn't it? From the number 12 car from Ling Kong. And I thought he was going to take the lead, but from the outside of the front row, Toyue made an absolutely brilliant getaway. Then it was bad news straight away for Leo Ye. Lin Kang, now he was almost in the pit lane and on the pit lane exit grass for a moment up into second going into the first corner. Then the incident, so there was the tap. Toyota are already away. Now what happened to Andre Couto? Because he was going nicely, but then as he tried to break for turn 9, it all went wrong. But there was action at turn 4 with the red, white and blue car of Bajin Long, I think, getting moved over. That was the number 6. And then also going wide, Couto at the same point. Yeah, that was Bao Jinlong in the gravel, as I thought. But there must have been some contact between Couto and our pole sitter. There's the answer. So Yu Kue just perhaps moving in the braking area, or did Andre Couto, highly experienced driver, make a mistake and misjudge his braking point? But he just caught the rear of the bright orange absolute run number 99 in the braking area for turn 9, brought the steering arm, put him into the gravel, and that's why we're under yellow flag and safety car out. Now the good news is the ever efficient marshals, thank you to all of our marshals around the world, have already got Andre Couto's car on the flatbed, so I don't think it'll be too long before we go back racing. Safety car deployed then for Andre Couto's number 7 Toro Racing Porsche to be removed from the turn 9 gravel trap after contact with the pole sitting number 99, Team Star Chase. Yu Kuai didn't make the best of starts, got shuffled back down to, I think, fifth position at one stage. Now back up to fourth. By far the best start, the man from the outside of the front row in that number 86 Porsche Holdings, black, red and white. Where you at? Now, are we going to see the safety car head to the pits this time? don't think they are. So that'll be another 4.3 kilometres or 2.6 miles. I do think that that start is something that our pool man, you quite, James, will want to work on. He's come into Porsche Carrera Cup Asia from the Formula 3 Asian Championship. He's had pools there. Also run in the China Endurance Championship last year when there was no Porsche Carrera Cup Asia. Very traditional run as Yu Kwai for Team Star Chase in terms of his driving. Started in karting, Formula Masters, the Asian Series as well. Now part of this highly successful Carrera Cup Asia Championship, showcasing the new 992 Porsche Carrera Cup car. It's a big weekend here for Porsche, with the other championships this weekend all featuring Porsches, including the Cayman GT4 Championship, the Sport Cup. One or two of these drivers have come up through that as well. And celebrating 4 years of Porsche Club China. And there's an awful lot of flat sixes here at Zhuhai this weekend. It is a Porsche Files delight. Just under 19 minutes to go. Will be a time certain race if we don't get the 16 laps, which I have to say now is looking less likely. Well, believe it or not, waving around in the background there, Team Jebsen's Daniel Liu, trying to get some heat into the Michelin slick racing tyres. Some great colour schemes this year as well. Looks like we might be going back to green here, as a variety of emotions being displayed down in the pit lane. But now take a breath, because the safety car lights are out. It peels off right into the pit lane at the final corner of Zhuhai International Circuit. Oh, now big jump by Toyue in the lead car. Let's hope he didn't overlap the safety car as it was coming in. The safety car line is just there at the start of the pit lane. Well, that tyre warming was very good news indeed for Daniel Liu, because he's made the pass down onto the inside at turn one. Fantastic stuff. Lin Kong could not defend to his right hand side, and the leading three now, Toyue new for second in that white with the blue stripes, Daniel Liu, then Lin Kong, Yu Kwai, fourth position, trying to get back on terms with the leaders in the bright orange car. We know he's got the pace from his qualifying runs, and he has about bridged that gap. No surprise that the Andre Kuto and Yu Kwai contact is being looked at by the stewards. What they'll be looking at is whether Yu Kwai moved in the braking area or whether it was avoidable contact by Andre Kuto. Toyue then leading by about a Porsche's length, maybe a little more, around the northern side of the circuit and heading back towards the start finish line through the sweep of turn 14. Much quicker corner than you think when you first see it. On to the start finish line, third half a mile, excuse me, 900 meters, and there's a battle for the lead down the inside again, exactly the same as one lap ago. Daniel Liu couldn't get that one done though. Just came from the right spot though, so that was good late braking by Toivier, who is leading in that 86 car. Silver car with the blue flashes in third. Lincoln, Yu Kwai in fourth in the orange, still trying to get back. Very bumpy through turn four, and the front end of the Porsche is almost pogoing off the ground there. Now down around the far side of the circuit. Used to be three corners over by turn seven, but the FIM motorcyclists decided it needed a bit of a change, as once again we've got a battle for the lead. Bit of a lock up there by Daniel Liu. Got the car slightly sideways. Talking about motorcycles, he sort of backed it in. Now the drivers in Porsche Carrera Cup Asia do like the flash of the lights, and that's now started by Daniel Liu in second. And for the moment, Toyota's pace is just dropping back a little bit, and that's allowing everybody to close up. Fastest lap of the race, 138.5 by the second place, Daniel Liu. And Kong still sitting in third. Once again, Daniel has a look down the inside. No chance to get through there though. Halfway through the race in terms at least of the time. And in fact, we've done seven of the advertised 16 laps, but if we get to 30 minutes, it'll be 30 minutes plus a lap if we haven't got the 16, if that makes sense. I think we've got five cars. I think we can say five cars now in that lead battle. Toyoe, Daniel Liu, Lincoln, Yu Kwai, and at the back of that five car group is the number 88, the Ivory Bay Capital, Yuembo, the white car. That's another absolute run car as well. Ingo Matter's team, based at Shanghai International Circuit, among other places, but that's their main area of operation. End of another lap. It was 3/10 last time around, and this time Toyue just maybe has eked out a little bit more. Yeah, 4/10 on the line this time, and that means that second place Daniel Liu doesn't have a look. Actually, he's a bit tied up with what's going on behind him. Lincoln trying to take that second place back. Just noticing that further back down the field, Liu Ye is running nicely in sixth in that silver with almost a crossword puzzle design on the side, the black and silver checkers. Just off the lead group at the moment as they turn through turn seven, heading down now to the overtaking potential of turn nine. See who dives out to their left hand side in that leading quintet. Nobody is the answer. Just get the feeling that from attacking a lap and a half ago, Daniel Liu now is driving in his mirrors a little bit in that white number 20 in second, worried perhaps about Lincoln and Yu Kwai behind him. That's allowing Toyota just to get away a bit. They come past the pit lane entrance through the kink at turn 13, then the right hander at 14 and back onto the start finish straight. Just in the classes, by the way, Pro-Am at the moment being led by Absolute Bien-Yet in seventh position ahead of Team Shanghai Yonder's Bao Jinglong. And Min Hong behind them. So those three are battling for position and in 7th, 8th and 9th, and for the lead in the Pro-Am category. Eric Kwong in the top 10 at 10 and leading the Am class, with cars between him, or a car at least between himself and Henry Kwong in the 91. So the battle for second, though, is still raging on, as our leader has slipped away to a little over half a second. Then it's Daniel Liu, Ling Kong, Yi Kwai, all in close attendance. The white car at the back of that little group, the number 22 of Leo Ye. Excuse me, Yuan Bo, Leo Ye is the silver car, and the reason I got myself messed up with that was because I think he's closing in. I do now think that Leo Ye in that 22 car, the silver and black checker, with 9.5 minutes to go, has half a chance here of getting on the back of that battle for second place. At the moment, no challenge to the leader. Eye on that. Yeah, no doubt in my mind, with the gap now 3/4 of a second at the front of that group battling for second, the gap is coming down at the back of it as well. So the 22 of Leo Ye bouncing through turn four, and he's got target acquired now on the back of the white Yuan Bo Porsche ahead of him, and that is fifth all the way up to second, those cars ahead of him. So after a sketchy start, when there was a bit of bumping and boring, oh hello, and there's Yuan Bo looking down the inside of Yu Kwai, but he drops back into fifth position. Now those two fighting's going to let that silver car onto them, and he's there now. Fourth and fifth have dropped away from second and third. Bit of weaving around again, and a slight mistake by the second place driver. Daniel Liu has just gone a little bit wide through turns 11 and 12, and it's side by side through the kink at 13. Surely not into 14, that's too quick for that. Well, got it done. Ling Kong goes back into second. That's an impressive piece of overtaking. Daniel Liu, who was challenging for the lead earlier, likes the inside move at turn one, but gets done. Oh, and he's sliding around. I wonder if he's put too much energy into the Michelin Racing Slicks. It's very, very warm indeed. Over 40 Celsius on the track. And even these relatively short 30 minutes races or 16 laps, if you abuse the tyres early on, and there's a lot of very high energy corners here, long fast corners, think of turn 3, turn 6, and then that turn 14 as well, the right hander onto the start finish straight, you're leaning on the tyres a lot. Extremely powerful cars, the 992 Porsche Cup machines for 2021. And I just wonder if Nathan, who was warming his tyres behind the safety car, there's a lot of bike. Ling Kong in second. Now, did he keep it on the island? He did, but only just. That again is at that tricky braking manoeuvre at the end of the second longest straight on the track, which is around about a third of a mile, 500 metres, breaking area into turn 11, then catching a couple of the drivers out in the last couple of laps, coming down to 6 minutes to go. 1:38 from the leading group. Now, having got onto the back of Van Poort, Leo Ye has not been able to challenge. Pianier going through in seventh. Bao Jin Long. Oh, spins. Just as we were talking about him. Ming Hong spins the car. It's the number 66 that went along. That's around. That's the third place car in Pro-Am. That was down at exit the turn one, but I think he's got it pointing in the right direction again. Triple six fighting his way up from the back after all of the times were disallowed. Lignorier for the horsepower triple six car. It's a ways back, so I'm not sure Min Hong will actually lose a position. 5 minutes to go. Lin Kong then in second. Has he got anything left in himself, in his car, in his Michelin tyres to try and chase down the leader? It was over a second at the last timing point between Toyuet and Lin Kong. Daniel Liu still in third. Pulsitter Yu Kwai in fourth. And the number 88, Yuen Bo. Leo Ye leading the Pro-Am category. Just too fast into turn one. So there was a position lost there by the number 66. As he went around the Toro Racing, Ming Hong. And that allowed Ba Jin Long to get through into second. But he's held on, as I say, to... Oh, actually, no, he's dropped all the way down to 12th now. So took him rather a longer time to get pointing in the right direction than I had thought. I thought he'd recovered quite quickly. So that's taken him off the podium in Pro-Am. And Lingue has gone through. And that's a really great drive by the 666 driver for horsepower. Started dead last, 18th, and has made his way halfway up the field now. Ninth position for the 666. That's the sort of dark grey graphite coloured Porsche, if you get to see that. I reckon we've got time for probably two more laps, maybe three, depending when they cross the line. Pro-Am leader, another absolute racing car, resplendent in GT silver. Bien Ye having a fairly lonely drive down to turn one at the moment. Got some 5 seconds between himself and Bao Jinlong. Then it's another three, nearly 4 seconds back to the very rapid 666 from Lingue. We have lost, and therefore you won't see going round Andre Couto. We've lost the number 68 of Joby Wan, the number 9 as well of Li Chao. And we did see Nathan Liu go in the 20XX. That was the one with the radiator that wasn't holding on to the fluid. That was accident damage as well. Multicoloured number 23 is the Kiddie World Racing Porsche, and the AM leader, that's Eric Kwong, who is now coming under a little bit of pressure from Henry Kwong behind. That's the sort of dark green yellow car, and that is the battle for AM first and second. In the top 10 for the leader, Eric Kwong, he'll be delighted with that. Yeah, all right, bit of carnage, but nevertheless, he's only 11 seconds down the road from the leader. Actually, 22 seconds down the road from the leader. So all of the class leaders now in the top 10, with Bienier in 7th for the Pro-Am category and Eric, as we'd said, in 10th. Now, the last lap board has gone out, and we will get the 16 laps. So I was a bit pessimistic when we saw the 911 safety car. So now under a couple of miles for Toyota to withstand any pressure that Lincoln can bring at the front of the field. Those two well ahead of Daniel Liu, who's, what, a couple of seconds further back now. This has been virtually a lights-to-flag victory then from the outside of the front row from Toyota, and he will take it coming into the 14th and final corner on the 16th and final lap. Checkered flag is out, and it's the Porsche holding driver Toyota who takes the third round of the Porsche Carrera Cup Asia. Lincoln in second for Maidong Racing, with Daniel Liu in the number 20 in third for Team Jebsen. As far as the class are concerned, congratulations in seventh overall for Absolutes Bienier, ahead of Bao Yinlon, and a fabulous drive back through the field by Lin Yue, who started dead last after having all of the qualifying times wiped out, and he'll have to do that again in round two tomorrow. And 10th position overall for our AM winner Eric Kwong. Well, some very, very good driving at the front of the field. Toyue will get to stand on the podium. He's just gently bringing his Porsche back. Checkered flag has been waved. Still a bit of aggressive driving going on out there. Now, I wonder if some people haven't seen the checkered flag here, or whether they just want to get back to the pits. Daniel Liu certainly has the hurry up on, but certainly by time and by number of laps, the race is over. They should peel off into the pits this time around. They have. So they just wanted to get back. Toyota then, just about getting into the pits, putting a bit more dirt on either side of his Michelins, making sure that the ride height is not going to be an issue in post-race scrutineering checks. So plenty of excitement, bit of work to do for some of the teams as well before we welcome the cars back tomorrow at the same time.
So, Chunyue, I have to say that was really a tough race, right? Yes. But congratulations to you.
Thanks.
And you are not starting on pole position, but you grabbed the win. So did the battle to keep a first place make this win much sweeter?
Yeah, so today I had a really good start and, keep my pace, just concentrate the track. So one lap by lap, so very successful and complete the whole race. And very happy for that. So thanks Team Porsche Holding, gave me this precious opportunity to be the PCCA driver. I think the PCCA is a really good race, and they provide us a good stage, the learning, improve, yeah.
This is also your first time win, right?
Yeah, it's my first time, yeah.
Congratulations to you again, and we'll see you later on the podium. Yeah. Congratulations, Daniel. So it was a really tough race. Tell us something about it.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough race. I had high hopes for this race as well. It started really well. The start was all right, but then we had the safety car, and then I fought my way back up to P2 and started attacking P1, but then the car just started to fade away from me. Tires just got too hot and pressure's too high, so there's nothing really I could do but just bring it home.
Okay. Do you think this track is over so many overtaking opportunities?
This track is very, very difficult to overtake. I mean, it's all about braking and accelerating, you know. Very hard on the brakes on this track, so, and it's very old, very bumpy, this track. It's a tricky circuit, so, yeah. But it's a good thing we finished the race, got some good points.
Thank you very much, and good luck tomorrow.
Team Jepson's Daniel Liu. We'll be back to do it all again tomorrow. 1:55 local, that's 6:55 a.m. in the UK, 7:55 in Europe. Bye-bye.
This programme is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.